Hello, audiobook. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. It's Friday night, and I'm doing a beery boo. Hashtag rat-assed, as always. And tonight, I've got another one from Witchwood Brewery, and it's called Imperial Red. And yeah, I'm curious, to say the least. I'm discovering all these beers that I've never actually heard of, and maybe they're new to the market, or maybe they're ones that's sort of been around for a while, you know, that I've just never noticed them. But I've certainly never come across this little beastie before. I usually quite enjoy red ales. I'm trying to think what the one is called that I used to have quite often when I went home to the northeast around the Durham area. And it's nicknamed the Ruby Red, and I'm for the life of me I can't remember what I can't even remember which brewery it come from. It might be an old Vaux one, you know. I think it could be an old Vaux one. I used to get it in the Shepherd and Shepherdess pub, which is just outside the Beamish Heritage Museum near Durham. Yeah, cool. There's some memories coming back. Anyway, I am digressing. Tonight's beer of choice is the Witchwood Brewery. Not from Vaux, so why am I talking about Vaux? Right, I will go down with my usual sort of description of the bottle, etc. I've been drinking Foster's tonight. I've only had a couple of cans. I'm not drunk. But I needed a refresher. And I realised, a couple of weeks ago I bought two cases of Foster's in Tesco's because it was cheap. And I had a box in my utility room, and I've just fancied a cold beer tonight when I'd been busy and stuff. And it was a hot day, and I just thought, oh. So I've hid a few cans of Foster's in the freezer. But anyway, I'm hoping this is going to taste a bit better. So, yes, Witchwood Brewery. So the crown cap is stamped with the Witchwood Brewery logo on black, in gold on a black background. And your usual witch on a broomstick. The neck label just simply says Brewers of Character with the witch logo. Witchwood highlighted in red with gold outline underneath. And two what appear to be like fire-breathing dragons either side of the crest, which is interesting. Okay, and the main label, Witchwood Brewery, Imperial Red. It's got a picture of like a knight in shining armour. With all red regalia, and it says Witchwood Brewery, Brewers of Character, Imperious Deep Ruby Ale, and it's 4.7% alcohol by volume. The back label is some t-shirt offer. We don't want that. Imperial Red, Imperious Deep Ruby Ale. Do not fear the Imperial Red, who comes in peace to liberate your taste buds with his robust yet succulent beer. A toasted malt flavour balanced by a bold, pronounced hop, delivered in a rich russet beer. Enjoy the Imperial Majesty and raise the Red Standard in celebration. To claim your Imperial Red t-shirt for just £9.99. I won't read the rest of that. So yes, alcohol 4.7% by volume. And believe it or not, it contains barley malt and oats. Would you credit it? Oh, you know, you can actually follow Witchwood Brewery on Facebook and Twitter now. And they go by the name on Twitter of Hobgoblin_beer. And Hobgoblin Beer on Facebook. There you go. Part of Marston's now, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, right, let's crack on. This has been in the fridge, but I took it out a good few hours ago now, so it's probably around about room temperature, maybe slightly chilled. Ooh. There's not much smell coming out of the bottle. Nothing at all, in fact. Is that just me? I don't know. Let's go for the pour. See what happens. Well, first impressions. Oh, it's not very red. It's not very red at all, really. Mm.
It's just, I'm sorry, I'm just concentrating here because it's just about to froth over, so I'm trying to avoid spillage.
Because spillage is wastage.
There we go. So, what we got? Let's have a look. Hold it up to the light. Well, if it didn't say that it was red on the bottle, I would never have classed that as a red ale. Although, what does it say? In a rich russet beer. No, not seeing that either. At all. It just looks like ale. Really. There's no red there at all, as far as I can see. Let's switch this lamp on. Let's get a proper look at this beer, shall we? No. Even under a bright desk lamp, there is no redness there at all. It just looks like, maybe just a tinge. Aye, now I've got it at that angle. There's maybe just a tinge. Okay, anyway, doesn't matter what it looks like, it's what it tastes like. So let's have a bash. Oh, cheers everybody. This one is especially dedicated to Big Rick, all one word, and Dean Reed, who are heading off on their epic trek across Hadrian's Wall. Next week, and also to Adrian at Turbo Stream, who is joining them for the first part of the walk, and I believe he's working as a taxi for them as well. So good on you, Adrian. Good luck, all three of you, and hope you have a cracking week. Cheers, guys, and this one's for you. Ooh. Oh, well, that's interesting. I was just thinking, oh, suddenly it looks really red, but then I realised it's standing next to my iPad cover, which is bright red, so that'll be why it looks extra red. I'm not sure what to make of that. Well, you like to give things the benefit of the doubt, don't you? And you kind of go, well, maybe it's just me. Is it because I've been drinking Foster's? But I can honestly say, I've had two cans of Foster's tonight. And apart from the bitterness in this, I would probably say that Foster's has more flavour. It's starting to build up now. Took a few mouthfuls, mind. I wonder if that is just because I've had that. Mind you, it's a few minutes since I finished my last can of lager. But no, a few mouthfuls of that flavour starting to build now, and it kind of lingers. Oh, that's nice. Oh God, hang on. You know what? When it gets going, once you kind of get the flavour, it's there and it stays, and it's really, 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 really hoppy. It's very, very hoppy indeed. Oh, that's actually nice. I'm not sure if it might be nicer if it was a little bit colder, perhaps. But oh no, it takes a while. But once it comes on, that's it. That's nice. Well, there you go. Oh, there we go. Oh, blimey. Yes, I'm getting it now. Absolutely. So there you go. Witchwood Imperial Red. It's a slow burner, but by heck, once you get it, you've got it. Oh, that's lovely. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this. Cheers, everybody. #ratarsed. Thanks for listening as always, and I'll speak to you all soon. Take care now. Thanks. Bye-bye.